hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bet the Edge. Happy Sweet 16. Happy opening day. Happy Thursday. It's V-Money and the Well Capper, and as you know, on Thursdays, we like to cover multiple sports. We're going to do that here today, Drew, with college basketball and MLB, talking AL, NL Rookie of the Year market with our best bets. How are you doing? What are you looking forward to talking to today? And what's up, man?
Yeah, licking my wounds still from round one and round two of the NCAA
Aren't
tournament. But I'll tell you what, man. NBA has come through huge for me this week. So we are on the rebound. We are on the comeback trail here. And I have some decent, I feel like at least I have some decent reads on these games. At least the market is kind of in agreement with me on a bunch of these. So hopefully by the time you're listening to this, some of these prices are still available and it hasn't completely gotten out of hand. But excited to break these games down with you. And yeah, very opening day is always a super fun time as well. So really cool time to be involved in sports.
Yeah, we want to thank everyone for watching on our YouTube channel. If you are, I got the Pirates gear on for opening day. We probably won't win at all this week, but we'll see what happens. Insane week of college basketball, Drew. You know, of course, the favorites went rampant on Saturday and Sunday. I had one of my worst weekends on Saturday and Sunday because I had some dogs in my pocket. So looking to get that back. Before we talk about the games, though, because only one of the lines has moved significantly since Tuesday or Wednesday morning. Remember that NBA divisions parlay that I gave you about a month ago, 6 weeks ago? Yeah,
it's
baby.
Happen. It's gonna
oh,
happen.
Oh, baby. Hey, the it's Mavericks just caught the Pellies, and yeah. All we need is a Thunder to catch the Nuggets, who are a half game back.
Dude, Friday's Mavs Kings game for all the marbles. This is gonna be super fun. Really need a Mavs to back up. Like they were almost too good yesterday. Like I wish it wasn't as convincing a win, but that one's gonna be huge on Friday.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I have a 40-1 in my pocket, 36-1, and 26-1 on those parlays. Okay. Come on, Mavs. Come on, Thunder. All right, Sweet 16. Let's head over to college basketball. So first game in the West region, Drew. Number 6, Clemson versus number 2, Arizona. 7.5-point spread for the Wildcats. Over-under sitting at 151.5, and it's starting to tick up, trending towards 152, 152.5 at most places. And honestly, I think that's the direction I would be looking in this game. What about you?
Yeah, agree. Agree with the market in both of these. Arizona's going to finish the job. New Mexico couldn't. They're going to beat the mighty Clemson Tigers. I think ultimately, Arizona is just so much clearly the quality team here. Clemson has a couple of the hallmarks of a team that, number one, very lucky to be here. They were the beneficiaries of extreme shooting fortune in the first couple of games last weekend. And they still do have sort of some telltale problems. Their three-point defense is a disaster. Their ability to create turnovers is a disaster. So this Clemson team has this kind of the exact footprint up against Arizona to go down early, get down by margin, and have no way to really come back. I honestly am not sure what path to victory looks like for Clemson. And I think the opener at 6.5 here was a little favorable for Arizona, and you've seen it now get bet out to 7.5 here at some of the sharper shops, and I think that's correct. So Arizona here is my side in this one, and hopefully it's not even a sweat at this big old number.
Yeah, I mean, when I looked at 7.5, I wasn't too surprised at it. And I hate the fact that I bet Arizona to miss the Elite Eight, Drew, at -128 odds, and Clemson's +250 on the money line. So, you know, terrible bet in general. Now I'm looking at a situation where, of course, I'd take the money line for Clemson, but I don't think they get there. They do have the offense, I think, to at least score, you know, 70 points or so on Arizona. But as far as forcing turnovers, offensive rebounding, free throw shooting, they don't match up very well with Arizona at all in these spots. So I'm with you. I think the Wildcats spread is the right side. Hate to say the favorite right off the bat is the play, but that is the side that I would lean, at least for money line parlays. I think the Wildcats get there, even though I'm going to be rooting for the Clemson Tigers of Orange, the one underdog that won on Saturday and Sunday outright, Drew, and I also had them in my pocket. So I'm a fan of Clemson. East region, let's go with the repeat of last year's national championship game. Number 5, San Diego State taking on number 1, UConn Huskies. That spreads 10.5, juiced at -120 odds, 11.5 in a lot of markets, and 135.5 is the total. What do you like in this game?
So huge disconnect here between last year and this year, and I'm not 100% sure it's warranted. You have kind of a look back in time. Connecticut was 7-point favorites in the final, and the total was 131. Interesting, huh? 131. Now we're at 135? Don't know that I agree with that. UConn is playing slower. San Diego State still has a lot of the same issues of creating just neutral offense. And so I do not understand at all why we've had a 4-point adjustment here to the total. Do not think it's warranted. I know that, you know, they were playing, the final was in a larger arena, which can affect shooting, and you would maybe downgrade the total a hair. This is going to be kind of in the, we're in the TD Garden, I believe, right? With the, those soft rims. So yeah, maybe the shooting is a little bit more favorable conditions here for both of these teams, and this is under pressure, but my fare on this one is actually closer to 130. So I would have played under 130 to 133. The fact that we got 135.5, give it to me. I had to Google last year's championship game because I totally forgot. It was basically a non-compete for the Aztecs. I think I must have turned it off at halftime, or you know what? I think I remember actually now, like, they made a little bit of a run coming out of the locker room, and you're like, oh, maybe we get a game. And then no, Connecticut just utterly buried them, and it was over. So not a memorable game, not really seeing lots of reasons to believe that the Aztec, it'll be different this time. But I will tell you that adjusting from, you know, last year's fare at 7 to 10.5 is giving Connecticut a lot of credit. And is it a better team? Yes. But by 3.5 points, I don't think, or 2.5 points, I don't think so. So yeah. I guess it is 3.5. Yeah, 3.5 points. That's a big old adjustment. So, San Diego State is, you know, is probably the side if you want to get involved in sides here. But I'm not going to do it.
I would take UConn as the side because I do think the Huskies are that much better of a team. I've loved San Diego State all year, and they go on scoring droughts, Drew, which is definitely bothers me because they're so good defensively, and they play pretty quickly offensively at times. Like, if you get a team that can speed them up, they will absolutely play at that pace, but they play hectic, and that's when they turn the ball over. So UConn could try and speed them up at times, but honestly, I think the Huskies are so sound defensively, so good at shooting, so much better than San Diego State at three-point shooting, that the Huskies have no problem here slowing this down, grinding San Diego State out the tough possessions and making them shoot threes. Because against UAB, I mean, they only went 5 of 18 from three. So that's not something that you could really back here against a UConn Huskies team who, you know, is licking their chops because this is – they're so close to getting this repeat here, Drew. And, you know, I will say the under is the best bet too. That's something I locked in. And the last thing I'll make a note on is – and you may laugh at this, but this is a true statement. I don't care how it sounds. In a few years, when you're at a bar and you're playing trivia and they ask you, who did UConn beat in the national title of 2022 or 23, whatever year we consider this, 23, people will not remember San Diego State. Sure. Like, that'll be a hard one for a lot of people. So, I think UConn does it to them again here, makes them a non-memorable team. So, any lasting thoughts on the Huskies and Aztecs?
I don't disagree with you, I guess, ultimately. And like, the market is coming around so hard on UConn. Like, they're like, everybody believes this is really tough because like, things are breaking in their favor. They're taking on San Diego State as 10.5-point favorites instead of an Auburn team that a lot of people are really hot on. So this is favorable. Iowa State looks like a little bit vulnerable. They may lose to Illinois. UConn may get Illinois instead of, you know, they ultimately their path might be a lot softer than what we thought out of the gate here. And if this is sort of a straightforward run it back, then it's going to be a little bit of a, man, how did I not see this coming? I know you were kind of flirting pretty aggressively with UConn right off the, off the bat here. And you may ultimately be quite right. Talking to somebody smart yesterday, they were saying, like, realistically, UConn's probably going to be at least 3.5-point favorites in every remaining game, which is going to be tough for them to find their way out of this tournament.
Yeah, and their tournament price has dropped significantly over the last week, 2 weeks. I mean, we were talking plus 500 before Big East tournament play. Now they're surrounding, plus 200, plus 210 market.
And, honestly, if you can find a plus 2 anything, that's probably better.
Yeah, I one lunch money bet I threw in that I'm thinking it might be a better play, Drew, is UConn to meet Purdue in the final, plus 700 and plus 800 is what I've got it at. Starting to think that's really a path for both of these teams. And, we're high on Iowa State. Don't know if they're going to beat a UConn at all, if they even get past Illinois, as we're going to talk about. And then Purdue's route, I mean, looks phenomenal. And Houston banged up, real banged up. So loved our bets 2-3 weeks ago. Now, starting to think it was UConn and Purdue all along, Drew. But, we've got more to talk about. Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, and Iowa State. But first, we're closing in on opening day, and it's never too late to squeeze in another draft. So those for cramming in before the regular season starts, grab your Roto-World Baseball Draft Guide. It's loaded with comprehensive positional rankings, projections, and player profiles to ensure your draft is a success. Visit NBCSports.com/draft guide and use code BASEBALL24 to get 10% off at checkout.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
And I actually have mine right here.
Look at that. All right.
Doing some notes. I went back to my other job at the juvenile center, and I brought them some Roto-World draft guides, some football ones and stuff to give them something to do.
Yeah.
Even though they were old, so we need the new ones, guys. Come on, get them working.
Who's on the cover? I don't recognize him.
I don't know. Some guy that gambles on the side.
Okay. Nice.
He plays some bets. Yeah, he's a millionaire in two different ways.
Yeah, I should recognize
But Sweet 16 Part 2, Alabama and North Carolina, 4-1. Tar Heels were 4.5-point favorites, but I saw right before the show started, right before we filmed this, Drew, UNC now a 5-point favorite at some shops. 5.5s are looking to pop up. Total really high, 173.5. I kind of like the under here. Any opinions for you?
Oof. I am very tempted to take the dog. Alabama has defensive issues. We know this. However, they can fill it up from three. They can. And they're going to, plan A is pretty straightforward for Alabama here. Get up shots. Get up shots from three. Like if they're falling early and you can put UNC in a little bit of a headlock here, like I think that sets up pretty well. I don't know that ultimately Alabama gets the win outright. I'm not as tempted money line as I am tempted just to take the points and hope this game comes down to kind of final possessions. But I thought the opener on here was more fair than what we're currently seeing in terms of market sentiment. I would have made this one closer to 3.5. I thought the opener wasn't going to get bet much at all. And so the fact that this is now going to be flirting with 5, maybe even 5.5 by the time we get to close has me ready to make a play on the Crimson Tide, even though this is a team that is not to be trusted in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like, how did I take a ticket on Arizona to miss when Alabama was right there? I mean, the price in Alabama wasn't that great,
right?
But much safer pick, probably, in my opinion. But I'll say this, because you noted Alabama's 3-point shooting. And while Mark Sears was, elite in his last game, the rest of the team went 3 of 20 from deep against Grand Canyon. And while UNC's defense is no joke, and I've been saying it all year, Drew, they did allow Michigan State and, Wagner, whoever it was, to go 13 of 34 from 3, which is 38%. So that is concerning, because Alabama's going to try and run up and down the court on them. UNC will try and slow it down. But if the Tar Heels go into Alabama's pace, then, yeah, I think Bama could probably cover this game, because – neither team, UNC, is not forcing many turnovers, and they're not turning the ball over either. But the one thing they're doing, 14 offensive rebounds, they've only allowed in the last two games. So Alabama's got to hit the offensive boards hard here, Drew. But with a total of 173.5, kind of think that's probably likely to happen. Do you have an opinion on the total before we talk about Illinois and Iowa State?
Well, your point is for both teams is correct. Like, neither of these teams create turnovers. So if you want extra possessions to close a gap, you better get your offensive rebounds. And for what it's worth, Alabama, better offensive rebounding team than North Carolina by margin. However, North Carolina's complementary defensive rebounding rating is quite good. I think that really, that's probably where the game's won or lost is. If the threes aren't falling for Alabama in a close game, who is coming up with that? Because right now it's not obvious who's coming up with that. That's going to be war. I think North Carolina probably comes through here, but I haven't made a play yet. Alabama's calling.
Yeah, I agree. I was on Michigan State against North Carolina, and if you were watching here with us live, then you could see, hold on, because North Carolina right now is getting 75 to 85% of the spread money and handle money for money line and spreads. So last week it was a similar thing against Michigan State, and I was like, I like North Carolina. They're a better team, but I guess I'll take Michigan State since everybody and their mother is on North Carolina, and they came through, and it seems like everyone's on them again, so. I might line up on Alabama, Drew. I might be with you here. But I think both teams, you'll get a good live spot here, probably plus 200 or better on each squad with the pace of play and total of 173.5.
Okay.
Total that's slightly lower, but higher than I thought. Illinois versus Iowa State. Cyclones, Drew, only 1.5-point favorite. Total's 146.5. That speaks to me that probably Illinois is going to be able to put up points here against Iowa State, because we know the Cyclones' defense is number 2, if not number 1 in the country.
Yeah, this market is suggesting that Illinois' offense is going to find their way into this game, which is a problem for Iowa State, because Iowa State's offense is, there's nothing to write home about Illinois defensively, the fact that they can put some serious pressure on you is enough to kind of spook you if you're thinking about laying a point and a half here with Iowa. My raw numbers, which are tilted towards very good defensive teams in general, say this should be more like a 3-point game. And the fact that, the market is kind of set up the way it is tells me that there's probably some sharp money here that's lined up with Illinois. Balanced action, short line like this, the fact that it hasn't come towards the generic Ken Palms and the T-bomb type of ratings tells you that there's somebody who's putting their thumb on this one for Illinois. All that said, they still have a key problem, which is they can't create turnovers. They're 360th in the country. And while they are good at offensive rebounds, that's going to be an issue if Illinois State has an advantage in the second half of, a decent margin. And then the flip side is true, where Illinois State is incredibly effective at creating turnovers. And so if they are trying to close a gap, are they the bet in the second half? Probably. And so I'm going to keep my powder dry on this one, just because this is probably a fair number pregame. And I'm going to look for an opportunity to come in on this one. Iowa State, either if they're up by 3 possessions, at halftime, it's probably a bet to Iowa State to continue to pad that lead. And if they are down by 3 possessions, I believe in them and their ability to close a gap with specifically with their turnover defense and with their incredible ability to create, you know, to get there in transition against an Illinois squad that has some limitations in that regard. Illinois, again, if they're forced to, you know, if they're forced into comeback mode, the transition defense from Iowa State is incredibly good. The transition, just in general, their ball security is incredibly high. I'm not exactly sure what Illinois does to get back in this one other than just get run hot shooting. And that's not something I like to hang my hat on.
Yeah, no, you summed it up perfectly well because, I mean, a lot of the same things. I feel the similar instinct to wait in this game, probably grab something at halftime here, because when I look at these two teams, I mean, I've loved them both. They've both been two of my favorite probably four or five teams all year to watch and cover and bet. But Iowa State, so physical. Illinois, not so much. Iowa State, so careful on offense. Illinois, reckless and fast. Yeah. Iowa State wreaks havoc on defense. Illinois does not. I mean, the talent there for Illinois is all there. They're the better team. They got the better three guys. But something tells me, and the market, it looks like the market tells me, that's probably what it is, that Illinois is going to make this a game. So, yeah, I'm tempted to take the dog here and wait till halftime, though, and probably get a better number. Because if Iowa State's defense does look great in the first half, Illinois has the talent, Terrence Shannon particularly, to keep this game close. I think he should be a top three pick in the NBA draft, Drew.
That dude, really? Ooh, that's a hot take, because he's kind of on the outside looking in terms of a lot of the evaluators for some reason. I don't know if
it is true,
because like he's 6'6 senior, like he can shoot. Like, I'm not exactly sure what they aren't seeing with Terrence Shannon, but yeah, he's a little off the radar right now among the NBA people.
He will be a steal wherever he goes, I'm telling
this
you.
This year's Jaime Jaquez.
Better than that, man. He's got the game, bro. Like, yes, Terrence Shannon has NBA game, and he gets to the rack better than anybody in the whole entire.
I'll fit him for a Heat uniform now, then, is what you're saying.
I would love it. I'm a fan. As long as they get him next year, not this year, because Orlando Magic, baby. That's our squad. All right. Before we talk AL, NL Rookie of the Year, the Premier League race is tightening up. It's one of the most important matches of the season. Sunday, when Erlington Halad and Man City take on Arsenal and the Gunners, trying to claim their first title in 20 years. You can watch that matchup at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NBC and Peacock.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Next, don't give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that, that's our legacy. Ready to be a part of it?
Next, don't give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
I actually have some Arsenal in my pocket, thanks to Mr. Brad Thomas. He made me play some soccer bets for him, and I was like,
"For that game or to win the Premier League?"
Win the Premier League, and then he's got me some Champions League.
This one's the game. This game decides it, pretty much.
Okay, well, maybe I'll tune in at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, Peacock, this weekend. All right, hey, AL Rookie of the Year, Drew. This is the part of the show where you're going to shine, because I am lost on what to do. I guess I would go with Evan Carter, 300. But
Is shining akin to saying I've been telling everyone and their mother to bet Wyatt Langford all off season, and now he's at an unbettable price? Because that's where my head is at.
What price did you get him?
I got in, started getting into 800, got some 600, got some 400, and then I stopped. 225 is about right. Wyatt Langford, if you have not already heard, is going to be a huge component to the Texas Rangers offense this year. Everyone from camp, everyone who covers the sport that, you know, covers the Rangers is basically like, I cannot believe how well this guy is hitting the ball right now. He's got a lot of, basically just like wire to wire starter, and it's just going to accumulate volume as far as I can tell you. So Langford is the only shot I took here. And I would be perfectly willing to listen to arguments of some of the longer shots now to play a little defense since the market has moved so aggressively in my direction. But I don't have a strong read of who of these other guys is going to be a major contributor. And that's really the key. Like, if you're going to find a rookie of the year winner, you need someone who is literally like volume. Like, they are going to start 140 games. Like, that's kind of makes all of the difference in the world. If you have eyes for a player that you think can get called up at the end of April, then wait until the end of April to bet them. Right? Like, that's kind of the only other key guidance I can give you here. But what's your thought on Evan Carter out of curiosity?
I mean, it's just the fact that he played late last season, had those 22 games on his belt, played in the postseason. You know, he had a good batting average. His strikeout to walk ratio was, you know, he doubled his strikeouts to walks, but that's something you expect from a rookie, will only get better. I mean, he was the one guy where I thought, well, I know Evan Carter is a great, I know what to expect out of him right now. But the case you make for Ryan Langford and the movement here certainly makes you seem like the two Texas Rangers are probably the best bets right now. And there's a couple guys I'm going to talk about on the NL
side.
They
could end up splitting the ballot, though, for sure. And, you know, one of these guys ultimately could emerge.
And it's worth noting, too, and maybe why your price has gone down some is because Jackson Holliday didn't make opening day roster. He's third on odds right now, plus 450. And he's supposedly going to be a monster. So that probably helps your case for the closing line value, too, right now. But maybe you get a better number on a guy like Jackson Holliday when he does make his appearance here. But yeah, I feel like it's a two-man race.
Is there an obvious spot for Holliday? Because the Orioles are good. I'm not 100% sure what the timetable is going to be like for him. You know, there's definitely, I think, I don't know. There are people who are probably angry. They want to see Holliday on the roster. They want to see him get some reps. But
I'm angry.
Yeah, he may be a later call up than I think people are expecting.
Yeah, well, it's nothing unfamiliar for me, man. Because you know, as a Pirates fan, we're gonna switch to the NL now. I was gonna say, you know, I like Paul Skeens at 30-1, 45-1, 50-1. I've seen out there, okay. And then he doesn't make the MLB roster for the Pirates, yeah. And I'm like, oh, this guy was supposed to be a stud for us. So now my NL pick is probably better worth waiting, but at a 45-1 price I saw earlier, some I'd probably be willing to take a little nibble on. Do you have a strong opinion here on the NL? Because I feel like this race is probably tougher, especially since the Dodgers star rookie got shelled in his first start.
Yeah, he's a bet against.
That's all I can tell you. After what we saw, there's no way you could take him.
It's not even that. Like, one start means everything. It's just the stuff doesn't look ready. And, you know, at some point, the Dodgers, you know, this is Dodgers are in must win now, the way that they've come at this. And, you know, if ultimately they decide, you know, hey, he needs time to be the guy, then, you know, him getting the type of volume he would need to be the rookie of the year, I think, is pretty suspect. So, yeah, I mean, my general sense here is that the favorite at the top of the board is a bet against. I am kind of intrigued by the Brewers and Jackson Churio. You think I pronounced that right, Churio? Because he's the big shortener in this market because he did make the opening day roster. I like the idea of a guy who's a corner outfielder because he's going to get more opportunities to start. Like, he's like, the volume is likely going to be there, right? Like, he's not, I don't think he has any type of soft role. I think this is, opportunity for them to play him a little left and right and then figure out permanent role. And I think, just in general, he looks like he has sick defense and he's going to be able to steal bases, which means he's going to at least get the chance to play. I can't really say that for any of the other guys who are kind of at the top of the board. I think there's a talent argument to be made for Jackson Merrill. I don't know ultimately if he's going to have a permanent role. But, you know, he's taken over an important part of, you know, outfield duties in the absence of Juan Soto, who's now a Yankee. And I think, you know, Merrill could be good enough to kind of hold on to that position and hold on to that role for long enough to get the volume to be in consideration. So his number has come. It's getting shorter as well. It's down to 8-1. Yeah, gosh. When I was shopping around earlier, I was seeing some 10s and 12s, and I was like, oh, that might be a decent shout there. But 8-1, that's probably a pass or at least a monitor. And, you know, I think for the most part, rookies of the year, they emerge kind of in the June to July timeframe. So I don't think you have to absolutely be first to market on any of these guys, although certainly appreciate being early to market on Wyatt Langford. So fingers crossed he's a guy.
Yeah. No, I love that call. And I'll say a lot of the rookies do struggle out the gate in the first few months. I just wrote a column for NBC Sports on why I decided Julio Rodriguez is my AL MVP pick, Drew. I threw it in there at 10-1 odds. And it's because he's had slow starts his first 2 years, batting about 209, 239. And a lot of rookies will do that. But once you said June, July kicks in, they start getting those numbers up to 260, 270. Now they're getting the ribbies. So, definitely grab somebody now worth a good price. I'd look to get some more once the summer gets nearer. All right, Drew, close it out. Best bets for Thursday. What you got? Anything?
Oh, boy. Under in UConn, San Diego State rematch. 135 is too much. 135 is too much, guys. This should be a 130, low 130s. And,
That makes me smile because that's the only one that I like that I felt confident playing on Thursday. So let's go. It's the Bet the Edge collab, the well-capped money. We're going under 136 or 135.5. 136, what I got on my sports book right now. So that is it for us today. Four college basketball games covered, some futures, some baseball, all that, more in NBA a little bit too. But we appreciate you so much for watching. For Dan, our producer, for Drew, for myself, thank you guys, and we will see you next time. Enjoy Sweet 16. Enjoy opening day. Have a great Thursday.
That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Next, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Next, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.